Hashtag Give Captain America a Boyfriend by Never Say Die. Read by Secrets of Lufnar,
Ethel
Schmaler,
Raina Jenkins,
and Elaine of Shalott.
You will not believe what's trending.
Bucky just grunts in the face of Natasha's obvious glee because it's too fucking early to be dealing with the internet. He's made it a resolution not to wade into the Twitter quagmire until at least after noon 30. Half the team are dotted around the kitchen and he grunts again in their general directions, haphazardly scraping his hair back into something resembling a ponytail as he makes a beeline for the coffee machine.
Barnes! Barnes!
Someone throws half a bagel at his back, leaving a buttery smear on his shoulder and getting his attention. Sort of. Getting his attention enough to bend down and pick up the bagel to shove half of it in his mouth, at least. Apparently there's a 5-second rule these days.
Dude, you need to see this.
Clint whips something at his head this time. Bucky doesn't figure out what it is because he catches and crushes it too fast, but he finally deigns to turn his head and look at his teammates.
Looking.
He deadpans, groggily, and rolls his eyes when Natasha just waves her Stark pad at him insistently.
Can it wait 3 minutes?
No, it can't!
Barton insists, jabbing 2 splinted fingers at whatever the hell is so fucking urgent on her screen.
Look!
Is it nudes?
Bucky tries to remember the last time he lost his phone in a crowded place. It wasn't that long ago. He loses them a lot because his memory can be pretty patchy about trivial things. Plus the fact they're always unlocked, because pins are, again, trivial things, and he's had a lot of embarrassing leaks hushed up since the movie started.
Fuck. Is it my nudes?
Not again.
Steve mutters, sweaty and flushed from his morning workout as he clatters in to mix a protein shake.
I thought you were going to stop taking those.
Why the fuck would I deprive the world
It's about the movies, idiots. Will you just fucking look?
Natasha looks like she's about to bodily drag Bucky over if he doesn't see the life-alteringly important thing on Twitter this second, so he slopes over reluctantly to take a look. The fact there's an entire movie franchise based on their fictionalized adventures is kind of weird, especially because they get exactly no vetoes over their portrayal outside of legitimate slander. That means the Avengers Cinematic Universe can make Tony a narcissist, not totally far from the truth. Have Natasha hooking up with Bruce. That was awkward for a while after the movie came out. And make Clint magically able to hear somehow. And be married? That was a supremely odd one. It was around before Bucky fully got his head back in the world, but he's very much enjoyed his delicately handsome portrayal so far. Although he objects to some of the weird shit they've done to Steve's personality. He's 28, not 90, and he doesn't dress like an old man. At least they can't do anything ridiculous like make Steve a Nazi or whatever. That would be way too far over the line. It takes a second for Bucky to figure out what the hell he's looking at, because Clint's big fat thumb is covering half the list of trending topics, but then he sees it. Bucky blinks once, twice, and then bursts out laughing like he's about to bust a gut, grabs the backs of the chairs for support as he practically doubles over.
What is it?
Steve looks interested now, asking through a mouthful of peanut butter in his general disgusting manner.
They didn't kill you off, did they?
They're gonna after this.
Bucky can't stop laughing, leaning close enough to Clint's ear that his teammate winces and turns something on his hearing aid down as low as possible.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
What?
Steve abandons his shake preparation, which means he must be very interested. The last thing that willingly tore him away from food was literal alien invasion, and comes around the island to crane over Bucky's shoulder, wiping bananery hands all over his already grease-stained shirt. Natasha points out smugly, one long purple nail directing him straight to the source of all the hilarity. Hashtag, give Captain America a boyfriend.
That's great! They've set it up enough in the movies already, so why is that so funny?
He shoves Bucky in the shoulder because he's still laughing his ass off for some reason.
Because...
He needs a second to catch his breath, wiping honest-to-God tears of mirth from his eyes.
Because people actually thought... They actually thought any version of you was straight.
He breaks down into laughter again, and Steve shoves him all the way so he overbalances onto the floor. His cheeks heat up as Bucky curls into a ball to save his cramping abs because, come on, he's not out or anything. He's not exactly in either, just nobody ever asked.
Hey, shut up!
Steve pokes him in the ribs with the toe of his sneaker, probably a little harder than strictly necessary.
I could be straight, I guess.
You sucked more dick than I've had hot dinners.
Bucky giggles into the kitchen tile, rolling on his back to make what he clearly thinks are exaggerated swooning expressions, hand pressed over his heart dramatically as he does a frankly offensive imitation of his boyfriend.
Ooh, Bucky, I love you. Ooh, Bucky, you're my soulmate. I get jealous when you get within 2 feet of a lady. Ooh, Bucky, fuck me harder.
Shut up.
Steve's flush spreads all the way down under the collar of his t-shirt, and he grabs his phone from the counter to snap a picture of Bucky flailing around on the floor like a child.
I'm telling the internet you bully me.
Go ahead, sweetheart. They'll still ship it.
Bucky's giggles finally subside, and he lies flat on his back to catch his breath for a minute as Steve composes what's no doubt a very somber and reflective tweet about representation. He's sensible like that, at least in the movies. What Steve actually ends up tweeting is a picture of Bucky sprawling about on the floor like an idiot, with the caption,
Hashtag give Captain America a boyfriend? Awesome. Already got one, thanks.
Not exactly how he planned on coming out to the world, but it was already trending, so he might as well.
The end!